Good evening. Good to see you and to be together. As Van mentioned, we are doing a little differently tonight in regard to our sermon. We do these about once a month. We're looking and investigating the songs we sing to hopefully grasp a deeper meaning and understanding that we're not just singing words for the sake of singing, but we're trying to do what Paul asked us to do in Colossians 3 and verse 16. Paul wrote there, he says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." So that's the first step. The word of God has got to dwell within us. And that means we need to study, we need to read, we need to think about, consider the words of God. And then out of that, he says, teaching and admonishing one another. And that's the two purposes of our singing. We are to teach one another and we are to admonish. Two of the purposes. And the third would be to praise God. He says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. He says something very similar in Ephesians 5 and verse 19. Well, there he commands the church to speak to one another in our singing. That's what we're doing. We're speaking to one another. It is a communal activity, singing is. He says, speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Are we making melody in our hearts to the Lord? If we don't understand what our songs are, how are we going to make melody, or how are we going to have grace in our hearts? And so I want to spend a little time tonight talking about songs of joy, songs that speak about the joy we should have as children of God. Now, the first song that I want us to think about tonight is one we all know quite well, Joy to the World. Now, that has become associated a lot with the secular holiday of Christmas, but actually, when you read the words of the song, it's a very spiritual song, and it's a song that we can sing not one time a year, but it's a song that we should be singing year-round. And think about Joy to the World. Now, if you want to go ahead and open your song books up to hymnal 944, in a few minutes we're going to sing that song together. The song was written by Isaac Watts. He's very well known to us. We sing a lot of his hymns. But Isaac Watts wrote this song in regard to Psalm 98:4. He wrote it in 1719. So it's a pretty old song in comparison to some of the others we sing. I want to read something to you Isaac Watts said himself. He's Joy to the World is Isaac Watts' interpretation of Psalm 98, which says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth." As he read Psalm 98, Isaac pondered the real reason for shouting joyfully to the Lord. What should make us so joyful? And of course, he centered it on the ideal of the Messiah. The Messiah has come to redeem us. The results, despite a now forgotten criticism of other men of himself, this song has become a timeless song over nearly 300 years. When we look at the song that we're going to sing together, I just want to read to you the first line here. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. What are they singing about? What are we singing about? We're singing about our Lord. In Psalm 98 and verse 4, The psalmist wrote these words, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth, break forth in song, rejoicing and singing praises." I want you to notice what Luke recorded in Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 15. "So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." And notice verse 17. "Now when they had seen him," who? Jesus. "They made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning the child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which they were told by the shepherds." Joy to the world, the Lord is come. What a powerful message that line is. That the God of heaven left his abode to come and to live among us. What a powerful message that is that the world needs to hear. If you would, let us join in singing this hymn.
Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, wild fields and floods, rock hills and plain. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessing is found,
as far as
the curse is found.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glory of his righteousness,
and wonders of his love.
If you want to go ahead and turn in your hymnal to Psalm 233. That'll be the next song. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. This hymn was written by a man named Henry Jackson Van Dyke in 1907. I want to read to you something that was said about this song by Mr. Van Dyke. He said, "These verses are simple expressions of common Christian feelings and desires in the present time. Hymns of today that may be sung together by people who know the thought of the age and are not afraid of any truth of science that it will destroy religion, or any revolution on earth overthrow the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, this is a hymn of trust and joy and hope. When you read this hymn, the first line goes, "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. The giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day." Joyful, joyful, we do adore thee. When we think about the God we serve, I love what Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 has to say in regard to the thoughts that God has toward us. He wrote, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you," speaking from the perspective of God, "says the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." That's a powerful message, especially when we consider what Paul wrote to the Romans when he said that for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, the thoughts that God has towards you and I. In Psalm 5 and verse 11, the psalmist wrote, But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Oh, what a power, oh, what a victory is ours in God. The love God has for us. And so in Psalm 98 and verse 4, a passage we read earlier can apply just as easily to this hymn, where the psalmist says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord." Do we make a joyful shout in our singing? Would God consider not the tone, not the particular sound, but the grace with which it's given, or the heart with which it's given? Would God consider that to be a joyful sound before His ears? Are we shouting joyfully before God? Let's sing this hymn together and let us consider the tenor and tone of our singing, not the sound, but the heart that we put into our singing, the thought of the message we are speaking.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Fill and forest, fell and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea.
and flowing fountains,
call us to rejoice
in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
The third hymn that we're going to sing together is 536. Heaven Came Down. This hymn was written by a man named John W. Peterson in 1961. So not that long ago was this hymn recorded. If I can turn to the right song. I'm going to read to you a little bit about the man who wrote this song. Mr. Peterson has given us several songs that you probably know by heart. But he was, as a teenager, dreamed of becoming a singer and a soloist. He loved music, and as he grew up, he loved to sing, and he even wrote some hymns. But over time, he had done some damage to his vocal cords, and it caused him to have to slow down in his singing. And it was during that time that he really focused on writing. And it was during that period that he wrote the song Heaven Came Down. It is one of his most popular compositions. And this is what he said about writing this song. He says, "Right away I sensed that it would be a fine title for a song." He relayed the story of a man named, or he called, Old Jim. And Old Jim talked about why he had become a Christian. And one of the things that this older gentleman said was, "It seemed like heaven came down and glory filled my soul." And so he said that would be a fine title for a song. And so he wrote it down. And in the later in the week, completed the song, and it became a favorite almost immediately. The chorus of the song goes, "Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul." When we consider our joy of being a child of God, the forgiveness of our sins resonates, hopefully, in our singing. Christ did for us what we could not do for ourselves. By giving his blood as a sacrifice for us, he allowed our sins to be washed away. We all know that in obeying the gospel, in coming forward, in confessing Jesus, and repenting of our sins, and being immersed into Christ, it is in that immersion, that baptism, that you and I are united with the blood of Christ. And it is in that moment that the blood of Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. John chapter 1 and verse 9. In Psalm 97 and verse 6, the psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory." And I want you to notice what Paul wrote to Titus in Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, beginning at verse 4, Paul wrote these words. He says, "But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done," it's not about us, "but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. It's a powerful message. The message of Christ's sacrifice, of what was done at the cross for us. It's a powerful thought that on the cross, Christ had you and I in mind, and that his only thought was for our good, for our salvation, and he did it all because he loved us. Let us join in singing this hymn.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he paid his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believed, riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
The final hymn that we're going to sing together is hymn 449, Jesus is All the World to Me. This hymn was written by a man named Will L. Thompson. And you'll recognize some of the other hymns that he's written. Softly and Tenderly was one of his. There is a Great Day Coming. And then this hymn, Jesus is All the World to Me. When you consider your life as a child of God, or if you're not, of what it would be like, you notice the words from this hymn, Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He is my friend. In this life, we have friends from all different walks of life. We're given the opportunity to meet a lot of different people. And over time, we often will develop relationships with all kinds of different people. And we all have friends of varying degree. You have some friends that are closer to you than others. The thing is that despite the love people have for us, there's still times when we're let down, when our trust in them is difficult. Sometimes it is that we let others down when their trust in us becomes difficult. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. There's someone who will love you more than any other person can or will do. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6, Paul wrote to the Corinthian brethren, he said, yet for us there is one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul said about his own life. He says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me. Who do you love? Are you a friend of Jesus? Do you live your life as though you're a friend of his? In John 15, beginning of verse 14, Jesus said, you are my friends if it's conditional. If you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. I love verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Are you a friend of Jesus? It's one thing to say you are. It's another thing to live like you are. Do you have the joy of Christ in your heart? Maybe tonight you find yourself on the outside of a relationship with Jesus. Maybe it's because as a child of God, you've sinned and you've fallen away, and you haven't been doing as Christ would have you do. Tonight you have an opportunity to repent of that, to change your life. If you need to ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness. Make that known tonight. Come forward, and we'll pray with you and for you. We'll encourage and support you. Maybe you've never become a child of God. Maybe you've lived your life outside of a relationship with God. Maybe tonight you're ready to be reborn. Reborn in the image of Christ through baptism. Christ's gospel call is for all. All who will obey. Are you ready tonight to confess Jesus as Lord, as the Son of God? Are you willing to repent? That is a not feeling sorry for yourself, but it is a change of life, a change of activity. Are you ready to begin living like Christ has caused you to live? And are you ready to be baptized into Christ so that your sins may be forgiven? And that it is through that we can have a home in heaven for sure. Is Christ all the world to you?
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. My friend in trial sore, I go to him. The sunshine and the rain, he sends a harvest golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny when he
watches o'er me
day and night,
following him by day and night. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want a better friend. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal.